Kadosh. You love this guy, okay?
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Hi. Thanks, Alex. Hi, Ty. This is Gail. How are you this morning?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So it sounds like you and Alex were chatting a bit about possibly taking advantage of the listing we had opened up this morning. Is that right?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, yep, absolutely. So, Ty, before I go jumping right into pricing, do you have any questions so far?
Yep, what you guys charging me?
Of course. So if I could verify a couple things, that'll help determine where the rate falls. So it looks like you've been in business for about 5 years, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, super. And you are in St. Petersburg, correct?
My business is there.
Okay. Exactly. That's what we're talking about. And so let me see. So I see a home advisor listing out there. It's the first thing that I'm noticing. Is that still active?
Yes.
Okay. How's that working out for you so far?
I mean, it's not the greatest, but it helps. You just got to be careful with it because they're not the greatest company.
Gotcha. Leads not good or too expensive or
A little bit of both. Sometimes the leads are not good. The price is a little expensive and they're not, you know, their customer service ain't the greatest. They don't like to give credits and stuff for improper leads, you know, that type of thing.
Gotcha. Now, those leads are also sold to your competitors when they come through to you, too. Is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That kind of stinks. I mean, you're right away, you're probably competing on price then because they've sent it out to multiple companies.
Right.
Yeah, gotcha. All right. Well, let's improve on that situation. So now I see you've got a website here. It looks great, Ty. Who made that for you?
A local web designer.
Wow. They did a nice job for you. It's nice and clean.
Thank you.
I love that you've got the photos. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Appreciate
and then you've got your Google Business profile set up. So that's great. So then to get you more leads, more clients, of course. It sounds like we need to get you seen by the general public so that they can find you and call you, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. So I'm looking here. There are plenty of searches done for St. Petersburg for lawn care. Let me know a little bit more about the services you offer. So lawn care is kind of broad. So do you do regular maintenance type mowing?
Yep, we do regular lawn maintenance, pressure washing, leaf removal, mulching, sod installation. Have a dump trailer rental. We do also offer pressure washing.
Oh wow! Okay, so that's perfect. So we can actually use all of those services as keywords. That way, when someone's searching for tree trimming, even though your company name doesn't reflect it, you know, specifically, lawn care, of course, can imply trees, but we can use tree service, tree trimming, tree removal, all of those as keywords to help give you a boost there, too, so that if they're searching for those other services besides just mowing and lawn care, you can be found. So website looks great. Google Business profile looks great. You've got a review already out on Google, 5 stars, and you've got 30 reviews on Home Advisor, and you're sitting at a 4.9. You're amazing at what you do.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Those reviews are golden. So,
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was saying that I was trying to not transfer the home advisor, but yeah, get my company out there so I can start getting the Google reviews. I know that's better than the home advisor.
Definitely. And, you know, part of that is, so I just did a blind search, meaning I've got a tool I use that it doesn't rely on my search history or my location, so I can actually see what your consumer would see. And I think you're going in the right direction with trying to replace or supplement the home advisor. So when I search as a consumer looking for lawn care services for St. Petersburg, first thing I see is a home advisor listing. And unfortunately, even though you have a page on their site and they send you some leads, what I see on the search is 10 best lawn care services in St. Petersburg. So I would go to their website, I'd have to fill in the form and then kick some tires, and then I would assume my information would be sent to you and probably two or three other lawn care services. So point being, when I search for lawn care services for St. Petersburg, I see Home Advisor, but I don't see anything about Judah's lawn care services. So there's plenty of room on that first page for you. And now, you've been in business for quite a bit, haven't you, Ty? Like, you're over five years now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, super. Okay. So I can actually, for our purposes internally, classify you as a legacy business, meaning that you are a preferred company for us to partner with because of your longevity in the business, your experience, your reviews, and you're able and willing to take on more work. So that'll do a couple of things for us. First question, are you happy with your website?
A little. Not completely. Not completely.
Okay. Tell me what you don't like about it.
Man, just some of the things on there is not 100%. Still got some tweaking to do, just to make it aesthetically, pleasing for the eye for customers.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And what do you like about the website that you've got currently?
That it has most of my services, and that it is a website where I can get, you know, get away from the word of mouth. Not get away from the word of mouth, but, you know, get a little more leads besides the word of mouth. So, I mean, just the fact, I like the fact that I have a website, which is cool.
Gotcha.
To make it better, though.
Okay. So one of the things that we can quite often do, especially for our legacy businesses, and as you were filling me in, I just sent a message off to one of my techs. Quite often for our legacy businesses, we'll gift a website build. It would be free. So we could certainly rebuild that for you. That way we can rebuild it in your image. We would also make sure that it's Google compliant and optimized. And then the biggie, of course, conversion driven. So in other words, encouraging people to give you a call. And then combine that with your already existing Google business profile. That'll help speed the process up quite a bit too. And we'll also put a tool on your website. We've got an email tool you can use too to help you gather more Google reviews. So as you kind of alluded to, you wanted more Google reviews, and I think you're going down absolutely the right path. So what happens once we get you up on that first page? You'll pop when someone searches for tree trimming or lawn care services, mowing services, any of those things. And what we'll want them to see is that great Google business profile that you've already got, tie it to your website. And then beyond Google, we get you out to all destinations. So Yelp, MapQuest, Bing, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. There are up to about 60 different destinations that we'll get you out to. So we'll submit all of that and then combine that with having a Google compliant website and getting those Google reviews up there. As busy as people are, they tend to be staring at whatever their issue is. Their lawn is a, you know, knee high and they just got a notice from the city that they need to do something with their lawn. And so they stare at it and they Google and they find Judah's Lawn Care. They tend to call one company. Because they are in such a hurry, they rely on those Google reviews. The fact that you do have a website, they typically don't look any further. So they're usually a good solid lead at that point. So they're not out kicking tires asking, who's this other one I saw here? It doesn't matter. One of the other lawn care services in St. Petersburg. So they really rely on Google kind of as a new word of mouth, if that makes sense to you, Ty.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. I thought you might build, you could picture that. So industry standard to get you to the first page is about 3 to 6 months. We're a Google Premier Channel partner and one of the earliest partners to onboard with Google. We can actually cut that time in half, and I'll give that to you in writing. It only takes us between 45 and 30 days to get you on that first page. So we do that through local programming. We combine it with keywording, content, photos, backlinking. And, oh, let me look here. My tech just pinged me back. Let me see what he's got to say. He said, yes, we do. Okay, fantastic. So that's a big deal. So we can build a web page for you. So we can rebuild the page that you have, making sure that it's Google compliant and has all of the things that you want on there. Your before and after photos would be fantastic. They definitely need to go on your website so that people can see your work, because clearly I'm looking at some of the photos on your site right now and you do beautiful work. We just need to get more of them on there.
Thank you.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So we'll get more of those photos on there. We can change those at any time. So the website, we can use your own domain names. You don't have to change domain names. We'll simply rebuild it Google compliant with everything you want in there, plus that review gathering tool, which is huge. So we'll get you out to all those destinations. And then, Ty, the other thing that happens here, so we learn about listings that are open in the morning, and then our team is tasked with calling the area looking for just one company that we can partner with. So we do work with only one company per category, per industry, per area. So in other words, to simplify it for you, we lock down a 50-mile radius around you, so around St. Petersburg, where we'll never be promoting one of your competitors. So that's your protected area. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and fair enough that we're not promoting your competitors either, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just bad business to do that. And around here, we've never understood why companies do it. And it is also Google policy. It is a requirement of Google that we don't work with more than one company per area or we lose our partnership, which we value that partnership very much. Now, Ty, so right now you're getting word of mouth. Are you on Facebook, hon?
I am, but I'm not really a social media user in that Yeah, right now I'm not advertising on Facebook.
Okay, no worries. Is that a business page or a personal page?
I have a business page, yes.
Fantastic. I'm just going to go see if I can find it quick, take a peek at it. So we can actually,
there's nothing on there.
Okay, no worries. And that we'll see if I can even find it. Sometimes Facebook gets a little fussy when it's somebody that's not right near me. And it's not finding you right off, but that's all right. I trust that you do have one. So even though you're not a social media person, I get it. I'm not either. I go on there for work, and that's literally it. I never understood, you know, taking a picture of your dinner and posting it on Facebook. It just never got past that. Right. And every little detail about what you do. So right. It's okay that you're not into social media. We can actually still take advantage of that business page, and you'll have to do very little except answer inbound leads. So we can take advantage of that. We'll put ads out on Facebook, and we can really stretch those ads and make them do a lot of good for you. Facebook has rebranded themselves now as Meta. And since they've done that, plus post-pandemic, it's become really powerful for businesses that are looking to grow like yours. Because people coming out of the pandemic, some switch kind of flipped in their heads, I guess. They are trying to keep their money local. So they're going to Facebook to look for local goods and services, which is perfect for you because we can feature you on Facebook, and then those folks that are searching over there can find you too. So we get you out far and wide so that you really become kind of a can't miss. You're everywhere that anybody looks. So that gets you popping on that first page. And then all of those calls go straight to you, Ty. We don't screen them. We don't filter them. We don't sell them to you. Your price never changes, regardless of whether you get 100 new clients or 200 new clients in a month. Fair?
Okay. Yep.
Okay, super. So let me grab, I'm going to flip over another screen here and find my pricing. Alex had sent through a request for a rate reduction for you because you do qualify as a legacy business, and he thought you qualified for the listing. And I would certainly agree. Your reviews are wonderful. You've already got a business established and doing well, and you do great work. So I can go ahead and do that override and accept his rate reduction request. So that's going to bring you down to, oh, nice. He knocked $300 off for you. So it brings you down to $299 a month. Normal retail is $599. So $299 a month. And then there is a one-time $99 setup fee. And then you'll never see that setup fee again. That just goes to cover programming and content creation. And then that $299 is a true flat monthly rate. There are absolutely no click fees or call fees or surcharges or even taxes. So you'll never pay a dime over that $299. And again, calls are unlimited, regardless of whether you bring in 100 or 200 new clients. It's all the same as far as we're concerned. And then we also don't lock you into a contract. So it is strictly month to month. So we intend to have to do our job and earn your business every single month. What a concept, right? We expect to do our job. All right. Super. Any questions so far, Ty? I know I've given you a lot of information, and you've given me a lot of information, too.
No, but I got it. I got the gist of it. As I said before, I've spoken with other companies that kind of offer something similar. So I understand what you have told me, and it sounds good. The rates are a little better than what I've been hearing.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, and Ty, you make a great fit for the listing. You're in a perfect position to take advantage of it and get on that first page. Timeline, industry standard, I think I mentioned, is about 3 to 6 months. We'll get that done in about 30 to 45 days, get that website rebuilt, get all of that programming done, and that's what takes that month and a half, is getting all that programming done, getting you out to all those different destinations. But you're definitely in a great position. I would love to get you set up on this listing and close down that category for St. Petersburg. Shall we go ahead and get you set up?
I think eventually, just not right now. I'm not ready to pull the trigger right now. You said
okay.
Other information.
What's holding you back, Ty? Maybe it's something we can work through.
Finances. I get it what you're offering, but right now I don't want to commit to $300 a month, even with or without the contract. Just kind of prefer to go over all the information and then kind of make a decision. I don't like to make decisions right on the spot.
I'll tell you what. Let me look at
for
something else here. I'm sorry. What was that?
Well, I was saying, for some things, I don't like to make the decisions right on the spot.
Oh, sure. I understand. So let's see if we can get you into a different plan, a different package that would be more affordable for you so that you could still take advantage of a listing. So what happens, our team attacks the area. So they call looking for that one company, which, of course, is why Alex had sent you over. He found you and says, I think I've got the right one. So I've actually got that listing paused right now for lawn care services. Once we hang up, they're going to start calling again, and I just don't want to see it slip away. So let's do this. Let me look at, there's another package here. Would literally do everything we talked about except Facebook, which you sounded like you didn't have a ton of interest in Facebook yet. It's something we could add on later, but we can take it out for now, which will save you some money. If we do that, if we drop Facebook out of the equation, it would still get you all that local programming, still get you on the first page. We'll still get you out to all of those other destinations, the Yelps, MapQuest, Yahoo, and so on. We'll still build that website for you, or I should say rebuild your website, and get all of that done. We could get into that package for you for $199 a month. It would still have the one-time $99 setup fee, but saves another $100 for you. And still month to month.
Now, what the website redoing now is like, is that necessary? Absolutely necessary?
No. It's not necessary, but it's something we can do and it's included. You don't pay anything for it. But no, it doesn't have to be rebuilt, no. The one thing we would want to go in and add that Google tool to help you gather those Google reviews, and then we want to make sure that it's optimized as well, because we want Google to get the, we'll call it the right data on Judah's Lawn Care so that you do pop up on that first page. So it's not a requirement. But it's a nice to have, we'll say.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Does that make it a little bit easier for you, Ty?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Okay. Trying to think. You said $199 with a $99 setup fee.
Right. So today would be $298. That's your first month, and then the $99 setup fee. And then you'd have nothing due until next month, and it would be that flat $199. And same thing, no surcharges or taxes, click fees, call fees, lead fees. None of those exist, so it is that straight $199. Now, I do want you to know, going in, I mentioned it'll take us 45 to 30 days to get you on the first page. I do ask for a verbal commitment that you would stick it out for those first 2 months, because we know anything less is just going to do you a disservice. We wouldn't be able to show you results yet at that point. And we don't want you to go away sour. We want you to see those results and know that going in. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't pay for 2 months up front. You only pay for that first month. And then we get to work. In fact, one of the first things we'll do is I'll have you look at your calendar. We'll get your onboarding call set. And you actually sit with one of our techs. They will go through quality control, so making sure that I've been thorough in my job, because we want everything about Judah's Lawn Care to be 100% accurate before it goes out. You'll be able to upload photos. We'll get all the other information we need. We like to do that within the first 1 to 3 days.
Okay. Hello?
Fair enough.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, yep, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can. I thought you cut out. For a
second. Oh, odd. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, hi.
So I'm interested. I'm just not interested right now this second.
Okay. Fair enough. Why don't I give you a little bit to think about it? Let me give you a call back a little later this afternoon. I will call you back whether the listing is still available or not. And how about we go from there?
Okay. Now, okay. Is there anything better? Is there anything when you hang up,
mm-hmm.
before you call me back later, is there, would it be possible to find, or if you already know, if there's a cheaper way to get in?
So, gotcha. So
what I'm saying, $300 today, is there something else that I can do to get in?
Gotcha.
Like, get a lower, upfront payment.
Tell me what your affordability level is, and I will go do some digging before I call you back. I'll talk to my finance guy. I know every once in a while we've got special promos going. I don't know of any offhand. I can see if I can dig up. We had a Memorial Day promo, and I know we'll have a 4th of July. So I'll check before I call you back and see if either one of those might work. And then, so that's maybe. That's a maybe. What are you thinking, though?
Today, I think I'd probably be willing to jump aboard if we can get somewhere around 150 or 200 to start. That's
gotcha.
Kind of where I'm really more comfortable with that.
Okay.
Somewhere in that area. I got a lot going on,
Ty, if we're that close, let me just check something here while I've got you. We might actually be able to take care of this. I want to see. I'm going to ping my finance guy here real quick and see if I can scrounge up a code. There we go. What I'm checking, if I can drop that setup fee, would that do it for you? So then all you'd pay for today would be $199, which would be your first month. Get you started. Still gets everything done, including the website. If I can get that
mm-hmm.
done for you, would that work?
Can you repeat that, please? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you bet. If I can get that setup fee dropped so that all you would pay today is $199, which would be your first month, and then nothing due again until next month, we're pretty close. I think I might be able to get that done.
Okay. I still have to check my finances, but that would be a lot better.
Okay.
If you can call me back later on and get that, figure out if you can do that. And then,
yeah, absolutely.
I got to check that line in.
You bet. Absolutely. I will check into that. In the meantime, Ty, your email address, is it Ty, T-Y, at judaslawncare.com?
That is my website email.
Okay.
If you want to. I give you my personal email.
All right, perfect. I'm ready.
and that is P. Fennec. That's F as in Frank, E, N, N as in Nancy, I, C, K, S as in Sam.
Okay.
At yahoo.com.
Perfect. So T F E N N I C K S at yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Perfect. And is that your last name, Ty?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Perfect. So I'm going to send you an email. It'll be the $199 with the $99 setup fee. I just want you to have in writing what I quoted you. It's important. And then in the meantime, I'm going to work at getting rid of that setup fee for you, but you'll still have at least what I quoted you already. Fair enough.
Okay. Yep.
All right. And then, what do you think, an hour or two?
I have to run and do a couple things, a couple estimates. It's 12:50 now. Maybe, I should be settled in and have some time to do what I have to do by 4-ish.
Okay, no problem. 4 o'clock it is. So I'm going to put you on my calendar, and I'll send you a calendar invite. So you'll actually get 2 emails from me, one with the package that I quoted, and then another for a calendar invite. As long as I put you on my calendar, then I can be freed up from the phone so that you and I can chat. Otherwise, they keep me on the phone a lot.
Okay.
So when that comes through, there should be a yes, no, maybe option. If you just go ahead and hit the yes on that, that would be fantastic. I'd appreciate it. Sound good?
Okay.
All right. And then I will also text you my direct contact info. If you have any questions or you want to talk sooner, by all means, give me a call back, okay?
All right. Will do.
All right. Otherwise, so watch for those to come over. And I'll talk to you at 4 o'clock, if not sooner.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ty. You bet. Bye.
All right. Bye.